Brady Neal, head coach, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons. Brady, a good afternoon. Thank you so much for the time. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, doing good, doing good. It definitely feels more like football weather. How has your team been playing in the colder temps? Has that had an effect at all?
No, we're doing all right. Our younger guys that haven't really been able to do it too often, our hands are getting a little colder, but, I mean, they're ready to go there, especially after a win. And, this week was a decent practice week for us, and even though with the cold, they were kind of fired up and kind of ready to go.
Let's talk about Thursday's game again. A victory over Cleveland, 28-6. Glenville Emmons celebrating their homecoming, so a lot of festivities down in Glenville last week. Give us a recap once again about a nice victory against the Clippers.
Yeah, like I said earlier, they're kind of a younger team. They had 2 eighth graders that started. They're in the same boat that we were last year. But they've got some good things going, and they do make a lot of good adjustments, and we kind of found that out the second half. We had a couple times that we were close to scoring the second half, and we just couldn't get it together. The first half we were kind of taking opportunities. They had a bunch of turnovers that we made the most of, and our offense kind of started rolling. And we had, I think if I remember right, we had 3 different guys that got a touchdown. And then receiving touchdown, and then a rushing touchdown as well. So we were kind of spreading the ball quite a bit and trying different things and trying some new things that I think are going to help in the next couple weeks. And overall, I think it was a pretty solid first half. And like I told them after the game, we had a solid first half, not a great second half, but I think we did some things this week that'll turn that around. And like I said, they're all fired up and ready to go for tonight.
28-6 win against Cleveland on Thursday night, 4-3 on the season. And Brady, I saw new rankings for high school football came out today. I'm sure you're not surprised that Lester Prairie moved up one spot to now the number one team in Class A.
Yeah, they they're a really good team, a solid team, and that number one team. I don't remember who exactly it was last week, but I think it was Bold, but they lost their first game of the year, so I knew they were going to get bumped up. And it's the reason they're number one. They're just a solid team, and hopefully we end up seeing them in the playoffs here the second round.
Well, let's talk about the final game of the regular season on the road in Janesville tonight against Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. They are 2-5 on the season. They're trying to move up a spot, maybe from the 6th spot up to the number 5 spot in your section. Last year, you guys lost 46-0 to Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. And we know last year that was a different year with different players. Has your team talked about what happened last year against the Bulldogs?
Yeah, we as coaches kind of got together, and last year we had a game plan, and they kind of did the complete opposite of what we thought they were going to do, and they kind of just ran all over us. And this year, we've got some guys hurt, but at the same time, they're trying to bump up the spots, and so they're going to be trying to, as hard as they can, to do whatever they can do. And from what we've seen on film, they do like to pass a lot, and they've got a decent quarterback and a decent receiving group. But they also can run it, too, and they can run it pretty well. So we've kind of game planned for everything, and I think, the last couple weeks with teams, we can stop the run as long as we can control the line. And I think we can do that this week. From what we've seen on film, they're not always the strongest on the line, and I think we'll be able to kind of expose some of their weaknesses. And as long as our defensive backs have as good a week as the last couple weeks against the pass, I think we'll do pretty well against them.
Brady Neal, head coach Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, here on our weekly interview as we get ready for the final game of the regular season tonight against Janesville Waldorf Pemberton. And we've talked about this before, Brady. Last year was last year. A lot of injuries. Definitely not the same team whatsoever. But you want to talk about maybe the most improved team from year to year. in the state. Last year, a winless team. This year, a chance to win 5, 6, maybe more games than that. I mean, congratulations to you and the guys and the coaching staff, because that is such a big improvement going from 0 wins to at least 4, if not 5, 6, and hopefully 7 or more.
Yeah, and, you know, that's kind of what we said last year, that we're building for the future and improving for the future. And, you know, I give credit to the seniors in the last couple of years and what they've done, because they've kind of helped build that program up. And we went into the off season really strong and with that mentality that we can win, you know, easily go above 500 this year. And we've kind of stuck with that. And, you know, the teams that we've lost to this year are all top 10 in the state. So we can't hang our heads too much on those 3 losses. But at the same time, you know, we've got a tough game tonight. We've got a more than likely a tough game in playoffs. So we can't stop where we are. And, again, like we're saying, the guys, you know, we're building for the next couple of years too. So it's not just going to be one and done. It's going to be a kind of a hopefully an annual thing that we're easily above 500 or around that mark or even better.
The 3 teams that you suffered losses to, Lester Prairie, Gibbon Fairfax, Winthrop, and Mayor Lutheran, they're combined 18-3 this season, so that is not too shabby. JWP tonight. Brady, give us some keys to going on the road and, you know, finishing over 500 going into the postseason. What does your team have to get done tonight?
Offensive-wise, we've just got to get the ball rolling and do what we can do. We've had a lot of success when we've been able to run the ball. So I think if we get that running game going, we'll be all right. And passing-wise, you know, that just sets up the passes. So I think we'll be all right if we just get that running game going and get them on their heels. And defensive-wise, just stop that pass. Stop the pass and make them run and make them, you know, fall right into our laps and kind of our wheelhouse and what we do well defensively. So, again, the big thing is controlling that line, starting right away and hit them hard right away and, you know, just do the best we can and keep those players motivated and ready to go. And if something happens, you know, we're right on the ball, ready to go that next drive. And we've done pretty good about that this year. So as long as we, you know, stick with it, I think we'll be all right. And I think we've got the players that are very capable of just kind of controlling the ball game. So very winnable game tonight, as long as we come hard and ready to go.
Brady Neal again, head coach, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons football. And looking at the section and playoffs again start on Tuesday night, Brady, I'm looking at the, not the bracket yet, but the standings. There could be upsets tonight. We know that. But if things kind of go the way maybe you predict them to go, it does look like your team's going to be locked in for a 4-5 game with United South Central. A couple local teams moving or are matching up on Tuesday if things stay the way they are right now. Is that what you kind of see if everything goes maybe the way it should go with favorites winning tonight?
I saw that as soon as we got done playing Wells that first week. I know a couple of the guys on their team, and I told them, you better get ready because it's going to be us 2 again in the playoffs. So I kind of saw that right away, but the way things are falling, yeah, those top 3 teams, they'll be the top 3 seeds. And as of right now, you know, with the standings, I don't think that QRF is going to change anybody too much. You know, if there's an upset tonight, I think worst comes to worst, we'll be the 5th seed, and we'll be going to probably Wells. So either way, you know, we probably between Janesville, Wells, and us, we'll be right in that 4, 5, 6 range. And it's kind of a toss-up between all 3 of us. We're all going through some challenges, and we're all kind of having some successes too. So, yeah, completely up in the air. But I think hopefully with that win on Thursday, we kind of wrapped up home field advantage that first round.
Tonight at Janesville Waldorf Pemberton, 7 o'clock start. Safe travels for Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons fans making that trip. Brady Neal, head coach of ACGE. Coach, thank you so much for the time. Good luck, and we'll touch base next week.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.